FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This show is brought to you by Wealth Talks Podcast. If you're looking to create generational wealth, listen to Wealth Talks Podcast.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Hey, welcome to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, as you well know, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. As always, be part of the show. Send an email to kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, lots to talk about here. First, what I want to talk about is the passing of my sister. She passed away silently, peacefully, with her family, with all of us, on Tuesday around 2 o'clock. It was amazing. My son and I, we were running late, and we got there, and no sooner than 5 minutes after, she took her last breath. I was kind of in denial about it. I just couldn't believe that she wasn't going to take another breath, but she didn't. And hey, it hurt. The pain was there. But thank you for all of your comments, both on Facebook, on the website, and on YouTube. It's really been great. If you like this recording, click subscribe. So I'm not here to talk about my sister, but what I am here to talk about is how we live our lives, what's happening in the so-called real world now, how it impacts you, and where we're going to go from here. And first, life is tenuous. If you don't have goals, you're not living life to its fullest. The way I look at it, goal sounds very like gold, and it's quite simple. Goal is gold that hasn't yet been dug up from the ground and refined. Your goals are your future gold. It's really that simple. That's the way I look at it, and I hope you look at it in a similar fashion. Well, QAnon is an internet sensation. The so-called insider, intelligence insider, claims to have the inside ear of Trump and everyone else. And some of the things he said, they're all cryptic. It's kind of like reading your astrology chart. Some of it could be true, some of it not, but it's so general in some ways. I do believe there are elements, kernels of truth to QAnon. But one thing as an attorney that I have been able to do is actually go in to the so-called sealed indictments. And what is a sealed indictment? A sealed indictment is an indictment or a warrant for arrest telling somebody that they have been pretty much charged with a felony and that they're going to perhaps face trial or at the very least have to negotiate a plea with the government. And you probably have been seeing all over the web all of these lists of sealed indictments that are coming down all over the place, supposedly up to 18,000. Now, as a former attorney, I like to say a recovering attorney, I know a little bit about PACER and I know how to look up cases. So what I did was I went back to 2016 and I checked out all of the so-called sealed indictments that were still sealed in 2016 in the New York Southern District. Southern District is the most active federal court, probably, well, on the East Coast for sure. Perhaps in the U.S., it is considered the best judges. I could take issue with that. But what I found was that for 2016, there were 104 sealed cases, and you don't know if it's a sealed indictment or if it is actually a sealed subpoena, or there can be a number of reasons that these criminal cases are sealed. Minors can be involved, in which case you wouldn't want to publicize the names. You aren't allowed to publicize the names. So there's no real way to know what these sealed cases are about. One thing you can run a search for magistrate cases to see, because a magistrate will usually be responsible for signing a search warrant. Search warrants, to be done in the future are always sealed. There could be a lot of reasons. So just the fact these sealed cases exist in and of themselves means absolutely nothing. So I take a look in the Eastern District of New York for 2016, and guess what? There are, it's amazing how many are left over in the Eastern District of New York, second busiest district court probably in the East Coast after the Southern District of New York. We see 561 cases from 2016 are still sealed, which means indictments could have been handed down. When you get a sealed indictment, sometimes they'll be charging like a gang and they don't want to let the bag out, obviously, till they unseal it once they've arrested all of the players involved. Even if they've arrested half of them or two-thirds or all but one, they might still have this thing sealed. Another thing, like I said, is subpoenas for witnesses in cases, criminal cases involved here. So the fact that all these sealed cases exist in and of themselves means absolutely nothing. I went back to 2010 on Pacer for the heck of it, just to see how many sealed cases were left from that year. And the number was pretty staggering. 486 cases still are sealed. And therefore, we really can't glean anything from here. Now, just the fact that the sealed cases exist mean absolutely nothing. Yes, it appears the volume has greatly increased since that study that everybody cites from 2006, but these courts have gotten busier, more criminal cases, more pleas, etc. So trying to get something from this, you're really not going to be able to. It doesn't tell us anything that we really, really need to know. So, you know, just keep that in mind. So I look from April 1st of 2017 to March 21st, 22nd, yesterday, all of the sealed cases involved. And interestingly enough, the number has increased dramatically, at least the cases remaining under seal. 1,833 out of 2,590 cases are sealed. And I started with April 1 because figure it took that much time for Trump to get his people in to start it, whatever. So it appears that 3/4 of the cases just about start out sealed in some way or another in the Southern District of New York. I go over to the Eastern District of New York and do the same date search from 4-1 of 2017 to 3-22 of 2018 of this year, and I come up with about 625 cases, not a big increase in the Eastern District. So, also Preet Bharara, I believe, was canned shortly there, sometime after Trump came in. He was there like a few days or so. So by the time the acting U.S. attorney got his feet under the desk, etc.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Looking to build your wealth? Concerned about your retirement? Market volatility? Inflation? Then Wealth Talks is for you. Wealth Talks is an independent educational podcast that helps you build wealth in all areas of your life. And you know how I love podcasts. Increase your financial IQ while getting exposed to strategies that the wealthy use to get and stay wealthy. You'll get actionable intelligence that you can put to use immediately. Wealth Talks is way beyond money because there's so much more to wealth than just dollars, euros, or yuans. Listen to Wealth Talks Radio every Wednesday. Your host, Dr. Tom McPhee, is a private wealth counselor and author of multiple books. His ready-to-go process will get you started with the information you need to create and to sustain wealth. He'll inspire you to take control of your finances and create wealth that you can pass on from generation to generation. Aren't you tired of people who talk the talk but can't walk the walk? Don't waste any more time. Start your wealth building journey now with Wealth Talks Podcast. Go to our site, www.life-benefits.com, or just Google Wealth Talks Podcast and start learning today.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Now, for the heck of it, I went and I looked at Washington, D.C., the District Court for the District of Columbia, where you would think you would see a number of cases sealed. And so far in 2018, that's all I checked. You saw 33 cases. And another interesting thing is a lot of these cases never get unsealed. So for one reason or another, the defendant died. They decided they didn't have a case. The time lapsed. Whatever the case is, a lot of these cases never go through. So what? Oh, and then I just, for the hell of it. Now, one thing in the Eastern and Southern District, they just list a case. And the way the case is listed is sealed v. sealed. There's an index number like 18-983. A lot of these are in a row, consecutive numbers, but a lot of them are not. So I don't know what you get out of it. And it says defendant sealed. So the way the cases are noted, you can't figure it out. In Montana, a very inactive jurisdiction, the U.S. District Court for the state of Montana, all they had in 2018 were 11 sealed cases. Here, it gives you the date the case was filed, the date it was added, and the presider. And the presider could be a magistrate who isn't quite a judge. He takes over certain duties for judges and discovery in issuing warrants in ministerial matters. The judge actually tries cases and accepts pleas. I think the magistrate will often make recommendations to the judge. Most of these sealed cases were actually by the judges involved. There were a couple of cases with the magistrate involved. So can't really, what we see is they're much more secretive in the New York and other district courts than they are in Montana. So what have we learned here? What we've learned is the fact that there are all these sealed cases really doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. We don't know the nature of the cases. It appears since 2006, the number of sealed cases has been increasing dramatically. We don't have the proper context to understand what this increase means of anything, or does it really make any difference? I don't know the answer to it, but I've reached out to some people. I want to find out the answer to it because it's been used by many people who are ignorant of the judicial system to give the impression that something is happening there that isn't. Well, that's just not the fact. Or it may be the fact, but we don't have enough information to understand it. So it sheds some questions on QAnon's references to indictments. Is he just picking up what's in the internet and becoming an echo chamber? And if it's not true there, or if it's questionable or of questionable logic, then is anything else he's saying more than what he's regurgitating from reports lately? I tend to believe, I give him the benefit of the doubt that he probably is credible, but there is absolutely no way to know this. So just like everything else on the internet, whether it's YouTube, whether it's my podcast, anything it might be, just keep that in mind because you don't know. And lots of things that I say I believe to be true, I find out later couldn't have been more false. I couldn't have been more wrong. And, you know, it's become this cottage industry. If you go just do a search of QAnon, you'll find dozens and hundreds of videos trying to interpret his cryptic phrases. I believe some of it. I really do. I do think he's an insider, but I don't know enough to say so definitively, and I won't until they start leading all those people out in handcuffs. And that's another issue. I just don't believe that they are going to try 18,000 people before military tribunals in Gitmo. I know some of you might believe the National Defense Appropriations Act allows it, combined with the president's executive orders cracking down on these human traffickers and corrupt people. But Gitmo, I think the Supreme Court would have to rule that these are conventional criminal acts and they must be tried in district courts throughout the country. Now, another thing is, how have they kept all of this secret? You know, there could be 26 people on a U.S. grand jury that hands down indictments. Understand that when the grand jury meets, there is not a judge there. Rather, there is a representative of the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they hand down indictments. And periodically, a judge might come in or leave if there's a question of law that needs to be addressed. But normally, there's no judge there. Okay, this happens in secrecy. But are you going to tell me that 18,000 indictments of Clinton insiders, of Democratic insiders, and not one of them has been leaked. It doesn't work that way. Now, one way they might be doing it is using John Doe indictments, where they will describe the person, the acts, and refer to them as Jane or John Doe. But this happens rarely. Normally, it happens in the instance of a minor. You've had state laws that allow it. I just don't see massive handing down of John Doe indictments. Highly, highly unlikely, but I won't say it's impossible. That would be the only way they could preserve the secrecy. Jane Doe, on such and such a day, downloaded classified information to her private unauthorized email server. You know, and then you go on the counts. Also, 18,000 indictments is a lot of work. A lot of them will be boilerplate. A lot of them will involve the same act as other people. So it can be done, but it is a lot of work. Nobody's talking about it. So what happens? Did Trump appoint a U.S. attorney that he totally trusted in charge of, or at least perhaps deputy Justice Department officials to handle all these indictments and keep them under wraps? And then they got a special magistrate, because the magistrate has to sign the indictment after it's handed down, to my knowledge. And then they wind up putting out the indictments at another time. It just seems administratively cumbersome, unlikely. This seems to be a major thing that's exciting everybody. Oh, they're all going to be indicted. There'll be justice for Clinton. Don't bet your bottom dollar on it. I think it's highly unlikely. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that there's more here than meets the eye. I think there will be indictments. Perhaps Hillary and her coterie of alkalites will be indicted. Perhaps the former intelligence people will. But I don't think they're being shipped off to Gitmo. I'm not sure why they're expanding Gitmo to 15,000 cells. You can look at the request for proposals to build those units. They came down, I think, in last August or July. They don't have any unions or anything. They can just build the things. There's no work rules. You're on foreign soil. Nothing applies. So they could build them very quickly. But I don't think that you're going to see Hillary Clinton on Gitmo. Hey, I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong. If you've got some opinions on this, if you believe that I'm incorrect in any way, I want to hear what you have to say and tell me logically. Don't just say I refuse to believe it. But like I say, the magic of all these indictments just isn't going to be there. That's it for now. I'm going up to New Jersey for services for my sister and her burial. I'll be back on Monday. I can't wait to get started again. I have renewed vigor, renewed energy. You know, watch back for this YouTube and for the podcast as far as an update. I've got some insiders working to get me additional information on these so-called indictments. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. It's been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.